Harry Clemen surveys the apartment. Was this rat's nest really where his sister holed up for a year? He watches a housefly spin lazy circles around a sink full of gray water and cheap plates before moving on and bumping repeatedly against the living room window. Harry watches its futile progress while three cops comb the apartment, dumping drawers and flipping mattresses, adding to the chaos. One kicks a pot while walking across the floor and spills water. The man rubs his boot toe on the back of his pant leg, cursing softly, before addressing Harry. Same as upstairs. Somebody's been here, bloody well just missed him. Absently, Harry scratched at the scab forming under his blackening eye, waving his hand against the fly that buzzes around his head. Harry jams his hands in his vest pockets to warm them and shuts his eyes, his head tilted towards the ceiling. He listens to the sounds of the police going through his old friend's life. Of course, Percy stiffed him. The way that old Ojibwe told it, Percy'd been spiraling for some time now. Had a reputation as a drunk, associating with hoods and criminals, barely leaving this place except to go to gambling dens and the druggist for a fresh bottle. Harry had prepared for the worst, but this? This was beyond what he could ever imagine. Harry carried a lot of hate for Percy after his sister's death, but him at that dive yesterday and now this apartment, Harry felt pity replace some of that hate. One of the officers overturned the wastebasket and a cacophony of clattering glass followed the four whiskey bottles chasing each other to the hardwood. "Ho, Percy," Harry whispered, "what in God's name are you doing to yourself?" Still clutching the trash can, the officer meets Harry's gaze and lets out a low whistle while the other move their tear through the living room. "You try the hospitals?" the cop asks Harry. He can only shake his head. This week's Second Saturday Stories takes you deeper into the noir thriller Skeleton Unburdened. Detective Percy Slate barely escapes Harry Clemens and his crew of cops above, but is he running away from danger? Or has he avoided a jail cell only to land in a grave? Find out more at 3 p.m. today. Just look for the title, Detective Uncovers Chaos in Academia, Second Saturday Stories, along with the same black and white title photo attached to this article. Fans and new readers alike can familiarize themselves with the story here. Prologue and Chapter 1. Percy Slate and Harry Clemens were best friends. After a falling out, Harry's returned to seek Percy out. Does he want to make amends, or has Harry come back to put Percy in jail? Chapter 2. After meeting Harry, Percy needs to skip town fast. Plagued by a guilty conscience, Percy remembers his dead wife and the detective agency they once ran. Convinced he needs something from their old office before he can leave, Percy returns. Will he find peace, or will his fears catch him with nowhere to run? Chapter 3. Caught in memories, Percy stalls. He feels a strange connection to his past in his old office and can't shake the feeling of being watched. While reliving his glory days, he feels a strange presence in the room. Is he jumping at shadows, or is Percy Slate being haunted by something? Chapter 4. When a mysterious woman finds him in his office, Percy is haunted by memories of his wife. The stranger wants Percy to find her husband, but will the death of his wife prevent him from helping anyone ever again? Or will the opportunity to take advantage of a love-struck woman be enough to entice Percy to use her for his own gain?